Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, if you come to a place where you don't know what to do, if you've been born again, the born-again spirit has the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. Some people read a verse like that and they think, oh, I don't have the mind of Christ. My last test proves that I don't have the mind of Christ. You can't even remember where you put your glasses and they're on top of your head. And you say, I don't have the mind of Christ. Well, not with this little peanut-sized brain up here, but in your spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You know everything that Jesus knows. And all you got to do is pray in tongues. And when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying this hidden wisdom of God, and you've got the command that if you pray in tongues, pray also that you interpret. And you know what? God will go to giving your brain up here some of this knowledge that is in your spirit, and you can make decisions that make you look smart. I can tell you, if I had time, I could tell you thousands of times that I've come up against problems trying to read Scripture, and I just couldn't understand it, and I'll go to saying, Father, I believe in my spirit. I have the mind of Christ, and I'll go to praying in tongues and say, give me an interpretation. Show me what the Word is talking about, and God will explain the Word to me. There's times that I've done this. Our building that we just finished a few years back, I needed a lot of money, and we were in a desperate situation, and I said, God, I know that in my spirit I have the mind of Christ. I've exhausted all of my resources in the natural. What do I do? And I prayed, and in 10 minutes, God gave me an answer that produced $3.2 million, got us out of a bind, and that knowledge was on the inside of me. Every one of you know exactly what to do in your spirit. But see, before you can start drawing that knowledge out, you've got to believe that it's there. Again, I go back to Philemon, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6. The communication of your faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is already in you in Christ Jesus. If you don't know that you have this power available, then you will go through life saying, oh God, please give me wisdom. And God is looking at you like, how do I give you what you've already got? Doesn't work that way. You know, if this brother has my Bible, and if he's got my Bible, and then he says, could I please have your Bible? How do you respond to a person that asks you for something that you've already given him? You know, if he was asking me for my Bible, I'd probably just look at him not knowing what to say. I'd probably just be quiet. I probably wouldn't say anything. Kind of like the response that you get when you're asking God for more power and more faith and you don't hear anything. If God could be confused, God would be confused, scratching his head, thinking, I know I said that all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Therefore, go that you. And he gave you his power. And yet, how many Christians are asking, give me my Bible? How many Christians are asking God for more power? Where's God going to go to get any more power? He says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, that he wants your eyes opened up so that you could see the exceeding greatness of his power towards you. The same power that he used when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead and set him in his own right hand in the heavenly places. That is the greatest manifestation of God's power that the world has ever seen. Raising Jesus from the dead is greater than creating the heavens and the earth. It is the greatest display of God's power that the world has ever had, and it says that you have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And yet, how many Christians are, oh God, just give me more power. How's God going to answer a prayer like that? He can't give you more power. Oh God, come and meet with us today when he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then we pray, God, just go with us as we leave this place today. What a stupid prayer. How's God going to answer a prayer like that? He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and yet you're saying, God, go with us. You know what that is? That's unbelief. It's at the very best ignorance, and at the very worst, just unbelief. God says, I'm always with you. And we say, oh, but God, I don't feel you. I called out a number of healings a couple of weeks ago, and I called out specifically a woman that had curvature of the spine. I described it. It was a word of knowledge. God is healing you right now. And then people begin to come up and ask me to pray for them. And 90% of the people had things that I had already called out. And one woman in particular came up and she said, I have curvature of the spine. And she got to crying and said, would you please pray for me? And I said, didn't you hear me call this out? The Holy Spirit spoke through me that God was healing you. It was a special word for you. I described what you have just told me perfectly. Didn't you hear me say that? And she said, oh yeah, I heard that. And I said, well then why are you coming up and asking me to pray for you if God's already said that you're here? Well, I didn't feel anything. Boy, that spirit of slap wanted to come all over me. Some of you are looking at me. Whoa. You know what the Bible calls that? Unbelief. You know what the Bible calls faith? Is being able to see something that you can't see. Being able to feel something that you can't feel. It's believing spiritual things that aren't physical. And without faith, it's impossible to receive from God. It's impossible to please God. And very few of us are operating in faith. Most of us are going by feeling. Again, if I asked you what you look like, you could tell me what you look like because you know what you look like. You could describe yourself. You could describe if you're a man or a woman, your height, color of hair. Whether you have any hair. Amen. You could describe your physical body. You could describe your personality and tell me if you're an outgoing person or an introvert, whether you are a happy person or a sad person. You can describe all of that. But when I go to talking about who you are in the spirit, most people are, what? I don't know. And it's evident that we don't know because we say, oh God, give me more power. Oh God, love me. Oh God, let me feel your presence. God, give me faith. Do all of these things that the Bible says he's already done. And when we're at, it's like trying to get into a room that you're already in. That would be frustrating. What if all of you right now were convinced that you weren't here and that you had to get here? What would you do? What would you have to do to get here? I mean, I know some of you think this is silly. That doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't make sense the way that Christians are saying, oh God, would you please heal me, when the Bible says by his stripes you've already been healed. It's already been done. Well, no, it's not, because here's my doctor's report that proves it. All that doctor can do is search your physical body. They can't search. They can't even search your soul. But they certainly can't see what's in your spirit, and they can't tell you whether you have the raising from the dead power of God on the inside of you. They don't have any way of testing what's in your spirit. The truth is that in your spirit you have the same raising from the dead power as Jesus. There's not a person in here that needs God to heal you. What you need to do is acknowledge the things that have already taken place and begin to believe. And it's as simple as what I'm describing, but it's complicated in the sense that we have so much unbelief, so much wrong teaching, that it takes time to change the way you think. It takes time to get to where you believe what you see in this mirror more than what you see in that mirror. Amen. It takes time to change, but it's as simple as what I'm saying. When you got born again, God gave you everything that you'll already need. God lives on the inside of you. And yet we pray stupid prayers about, you know, I've heard people before say, well, that prayer didn't get above the ceiling. Do people ever say things like that over here? There was a whole spiritual warfare movement in the body of Christ that, praise God, is winding down. I'm glad to see that it's passing away. But there was a whole spiritual warfare movement where we were binding demonic powers and clearing a hole over our city so that our prayers could get through the demonic realm up to God. And there was some scripture to base that on. Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10 talked about the prince of Persia and others that blocked Daniel's prayers from getting through to God for 21 days. And they took that and they made this doctrine that demonic powers are blocking our prayers and keeping the blessings of God from coming down on places. And so they started praying and binding these spiritual powers. But what they're missing is that in the New Testament, God isn't out there anymore. He now moves and lives on the inside of you. They used to pray this prayer that's, again, a quotation from Isaiah. I believe it's chapter 64, verse 1, or either 66, verse 1, somewhere. But anyway, it says, rend the heavens and come down. And people used to pray that prayer all the time. What's wrong with that is God rent the heavens and came down through Jesus. Amen. And Jesus is God moved to earth. And now God lives on the inside of you. So you don't need your prayers to get past the demonic realm the way that Daniel did. You don't need to clear a hole in the heavens. You don't need your prayers to get above the ceiling. You don't need your prayers to get above your nose. God lives right here in the Spirit. That's the reason that you bow your head when you pray, so that you can look at God. Amen. You say, Father, God lives on the inside of you.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew sharing with all of our listeners to our radio program that we have begun producing our radio programs now from live teachings that I've made at our Gospel Truth Seminars. And the offers that we're making at the end of our program are really unique to our radio ministry. This is different from my television programs. We used to take the radio programs from the TV programs, but now we are taking them directly from these live meetings. And one of the benefits of this is that most of the product offers that we are offering you are CDs and DVDs taught directly from these live gospel truth seminars. This is the only way that we're offering these is through the radio. So it'll be something that'll be unique. It'll be a blessing to you. Please take advantage of our new live broadcast.